Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And now I'm on Instagram. Lots of great pictures. You know, if you tag me in a photo, you might win a prize. You just heard Sia Tono's Jumata from her album African Woman. She's on the line today, all the way from Paris. Bonjour, mon ami. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Kids, how are you? Ça va, tu vas bien?
Ah, ça va. Et toi?
Oui, je vais très bien.
Bon. Okay, so now we begin.
No, you can continue.
Oh, man. So this is wonderful. You have an awesome, awesome album, Tackling Some Big Problems, you know, some very big issues in your country, around the globe, dealing with women, dealing with corruption, dealing with your youth and their dreams. How did you begin becoming a singer? Did your parents sing, somebody you know sing? How did you become a singer?
It was in school. Of course, my dad is a teacher. He is, of course, up to now, about 30 years now, 35 years. He's a French teacher in Sierra Leone, where I grew up. So I think Sierra Leone is like Jamaica, where people listen most of the time reggae music or Afrobeat music, and people rock it down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a system where music was around, you know. So, But at home, it was not the same. At home, my dad was a very strict man. He was a bit difficult with us, so he was not the kind of father who could have accepted to see the daughter fighting hard into music, you know. He was thinking that I might would have been thinking of being a doctor, a lawyer, or at least a teacher, you know.
Right. Yes.
You know, so it was not easy at all when I started thinking that I should do music.
So now, you grew up in Sierra Leone, but there was a lot of fighting going on, so you had to leave. And talk to the audience about that, when you had to leave. You were very young.
Yes, I was very young. Anyway, I used to come to Guinea for holidays. My dad's family lives in Guinea, so we used to come to Guinea for holidays, and that's what helped us a little bit, because we already knew Guinea before the Sierra Leone war, the war in Sierra Leone. So when this war started, I was living with my uncle, because I started already thinking that I could be a singer. So I started going singing in groups. So I was driven out of my house. My dad threw me out of the house.
Mm.
And so I stayed with my uncle, my mother's younger brother, who was a little bit in politics also, because his son, Tom Numa, was a minister. He was a military guy. So when the war started in Sierra Leone, it started really in the towns, not in the city. And we were living in the city. So we only used to hear about this war until the day we started hiding under our beds. So because of, we started hearing the gunshots all over, so we found a solution to hiding under bed, because we are thinking that one of the bullets might just come into the room, the astray bullet. So we are always afraid of astray bullets, because that was the time when there were curfews. You don't go out after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So sometimes you might be walking with somebody and you just see the person drop in front of you. That person is dead. You know. So the only thing I thought of is to go back to Guinea. And I convinced my friends to come back to go with me, because in Guinea at least I was not a refugee. But how to get to Guinea? Because no transport, and so many people died in boats when they tried to go from Sierra Leone to Guinea, trying to cross the sea. So
the only
alternative I had was to join a group. The leader's name was Teddy Bongo. He's a famous Sierra Leonean singer, Teddy Bongo.
Okay.
I joined the group as a dancer and a chorus singer. I was a very slim, sexy girl. So I used to rock it on stage. And before coming to Guinea, so we started playing all the villages from Pamala. Pamala is between Sierra Leone and Guinea also,
by
road.
Okay.
Yeah. So we started performing for all the villages before coming to Pamalap, near Pamalap, and after Pamalap to Guinea. So we took about 2 or 3 months before getting into Conakry, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So you're a very strong woman.
So we performed the villages, we performed in some conditions. I was sick, you know, because the facilities were not exactly good, because that was a war time, you know, we are just fighting for survival.
Let me play
when I get to Guinea.
Okay, let me play your song. I want to play Waka Waka.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're talking about you being a strong woman, so let me play this one, Waka Waka.
Okay.
Woman, they walk for everyone, no. Woman can unite two enemies and more. Woman can be a better president, oh. Woman, I say woman, now woman, eh. All mangoes don't watch me. After Gabo Waka, all mangoes don't watch me. Me have gone to Wako and for help me country. Oh. Me have gone to be big bossing, yeah, for my society. Oh, when I respect African woman, eh, for my society, yeah, when I respect African woman, eh, me na African.
So that was Waka Waka from
Waka Waka Woman.
Yes, Waka Waka Woman from your album African Woman. So now you are a woman traveling. I mean, do you feel scared? I mean, are you worried? You know, are you feel like, you know, you're protected? You're in the group. Talk to us about that.
If I didn't get you well.
I said, were you scared? Because you're by yourself. You don't have any family, right? You're just in this group. By yourself?
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. I was scared, but music kept us going. You understand?
Yes. Right.
That is why music had always been my refuge. Music had always been my God. Music has always been there for me, because when I have this thing in me that when there is music, nothing is going to be to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have this strong feeling, and at that time, I was 17 years, 18, you know, so young. Those are the years. I was beautiful and fresh and that, but I had this with no parents around, you know. So you just believe in people telling me what to do, you know. And just because the music was there, I had hope, you know.
Yes.
But it was not easy for me anyway.
So now you got to Guinea, and then what happened when you got to Guinea? You stay with the
group? So when I came to Guinea, I'm already used in being in a group, so I went directly to one of the piano bars, or how they call it, cabarets in Guinea. Well, that was a very hot piano and cabarets at that time in Guinea. So that the name was Kopendabo, the Kopendabo, Friends First. The name in English is Friends First.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a group there. with many musicians from Sierra Leone, some from Guinea, and few from La Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. So we started performing, and there I started visiting classic songs from big artists, you know. I had this opportunity to work my voice, because in the beginning I was only doing African music and I was always just a dancer, you know. So
right.
This time I had this opportunity to listen songs coming from abroad, and starting to fight to have the voices I used to listen to. That was the only school I went to, the street.
Mm. So yeah. What artists did you like back then? What artists did you sing?
Yes, of course, Whitney Houston. That was every young woman's dream at that time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And I was lucky to do it almost covering 90% of Whitney, you know. So I was very, very known. I was very popular just because of Whitney's voice. Many people used to call me Whitney.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, because they thought I was very near to the voice at that time,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Because I love doing things in perfection. And so I started doing some African songs for Mia Makeba, Monique Seka, she's my idol, and all these big musicians from Africa, and also jazz singer like Nina Simone from the blues, coming from America, and Tina Turner, of course, and many, many big classic singers, of course.
Yes, yes. Let me play one of your songs. This is from your earlier album. This is a more softer side of you. You'll recognize
it. Solitude, moi qui pleure.
So that's a softer, sexier side of you.
Yeah.
Tell us what the song is about. What is the song about, the French song?
That is about being in the desert alone, lost in the desert. I'm also thinking about refugees. Being a refugee is not easy. For me, that song I wrote about somebody lost in the desert, looking for his family, looking for his friends, looking for people he knew, he used to know. And this person just lost everything, and finding yourself alone in a desert. That is, moi qui viens de loin, quelqu'un qui vient, somebody who comes from far, you know?
Okay.
And he's considered as a stranger, and he doesn't have a voice. He can't say anything. He just has to believe in others and just take what they give him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell the audience a little about why the war was going on. Your country, Sierra Leone, has a lot of diamonds, a lot of natural resources, and a lot of the leaders were trying to take control of those resources. And in that control, they killed almost 50,000 people in Sierra Leone. So that's part of the reason you were leaving. You know, some of the audience may not be familiar with that story, but that's what was going on. And for a long time, you know, it's a little stable now, yes?
No, it's half stable. So this Sierra Leone is one of the uprising countries. You can believe in, you know, this is a country that went through many, many bad things. And when you go there today, you see this joy. And this is what is amazing about Sierra Leone. You can't even believe that we underwent all these things we're saying. People know how to suffer. People bear things, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's crazy. So now, how did you connect with this Loose Africa to make your albums? You have three albums now. How did you connect? Tell the audience that story about how you connected with them.
Yes, since Gabon, when I represented Guinea for the television show, Africa Star, so I represented Guinea, and that's where Jose da Silva discovered me with the help of Pierre Hakindegui. He's one of the biggest musicians in Gabon. He's on He's getting old now, but he's a very, very, very big performer, a very big musician, you know.
Mm.
So this guy encouraged Lose Africa to work with me. So I signed my contract to Lose Africa in 2008, the end of 2008, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so we started
mm-hmm.
working on the album we've just listened to, that is Yves Sangal, L'Homme qui vient de loin. And after we did My Life, we got the RFI prize, and now African Woman that you have there now.
Yeah, so you've been really working hard for quite a bit. And you said now, to me, you're working on some newer songs. You mentioned where you are in Paris. Do you want to talk about that, or you want to surprise people?
No, it's good. I think it could be better for it to be a surprise for now. Now we are much more concentrated on African Women because it came out the end of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And the society we're in today in France, I don't know if that is the case in America. The African music is like dying in France, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Some people go on tour, of course. Many people go on tour, maybe they have they are lucky to be in a sort of group, and their music has been changed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just
mm-hmm.
have to change your music because you don't have the festivals today. It's like, they're all complaining, they're all grumbling. We don't have money. It's not like before. Some people told me about the 1980, when musicians used to come to Paris, African music was on the top, you know?
Yeah.
1990. And today it's like, it's sad, it's sad. But we're still working on it because we love music.
I think it's
we
so
love
good music.
And, yeah.
I think it's very good music, and here in America, you know, we have a lot of African-Americans. They love African music. A lot of white people in America, I mean, it's crazy. If you go to, like, an African concert, you could see, like, half white people and half black people in the audience, you know? African music. Yeah,
and
you know?
Of course, I'm singing in English also, English and
right.
Pidgin. So
yeah.
Some people told me in France, you know, when you sing in English, you have to come from an English country. Maybe you have to go and stay in London or in America. That's when you. That's how you can do something in France. But if you stay in France singing in English and Pidgin,
yeah. Well, that's why we have.
It's like you're not fighting hard.
Right. Well, that's why you're on the show, because I want other people to know about you. So let me play another one of your songs, and this is an important issue, so we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We gotta pitch them how to grow. They gotta learn to be here with men. They got to be educated to be better mamas, Africans. Hey, beautiful lady, no need to remove that thing.
So that's one of your very serious songs on the album, dealing with female genital mutilation.
Yeah.
You talk to the audience about what that is. Tell them what that means and why does it happen?
Of course, these are the topics in Africa that were, in those days, taboos. We don't touch these topics because it's talking about a very big thing about women genital mutilation, you know.
Yes.
In those days, people used to think that it helps the woman to grow, it helps women to give birth, it helps. But now, and after all we've lived, we were victims also. I am a victim of that thing, you know.
Mm.
So I have a daughter today, and I don't want her to undergo that. And I want her to know my position, even my family. So in my family, people see me like strange also, you know. It's, why is she talking about that? She's born here. She's a society woman. She's an African. And why is she thinking this way? So Yeah, so I've been talking about it, and I just found it difficult to make people understand exactly to share my feelings. So I decided to write it down and sing it. And so it talks about women, like younger women, like teen girls who don't really know the damage it might cause. You know, mm-hmm. Many people died because of that. Many girls got sick, you know. So it's another way to create a new Africa, you know. If we want to create new Africa, we have to see things differently. We don't have to blame our people because they did it, because they don't know. They were innocent. So we have to tell them that this thing that you thought was helping us was only killing us, you know. This is the way I decided to make things, you know, to put things to them, you know. So today, of course, it's not like yesterday. Today, it's a free topic. It's a free discussion. In Africa today, we have many, many forums talking about that. You know, we have to stop this. We have to stop this. But before, it was a taboo. You can be killed easily just because you said it, you know. So, so that's why today, I mean, it's no longer a bad topic. It's not longer a strange topic
taboo
for people's ears in Africa, so that we are profiting to make people for the message to be heard in villages. And I believe in music. I know with music, the music can go anywhere. It doesn't have a frontier, how you call it, you know,
yeah.
A bridge.
No, I
so
think it's wonderful.
I'm using the music to spread the message. So young women, we can always keep the tradition. For me, I'm not trying to eradicate the tradition. You can keep the tradition without mutilation, without any mutilation.
So
we African women have our own ways of taking care of our own things, taking care of our children, our husbands. We are very, very strong, but we can have that tradition well kept without mutilation.
I think we can use it.
Yeah.
I think that it's important. I had another African performer, Waris Deary. She's a model, and she was on here. She wrote a book, and they did a movie about, you know, her situation and her. She also had female genital mutilation done to her, you know, and it's something that is supposed to be, you know, growing from a young lady to a woman. But like you said, you can do a tradition without cutting somebody and hurting them, you know. So I think that's a very important message. And music, can anybody, no matter what language you speak, because many languages are spoken around Africa, nobody, you know, you can just hear the music and understand, okay, this is what she's talking about, you know. And so I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing for you to do, and a way to translate the story to anybody. You know, anybody can understand, you know, by listening to the music. So that's very important. So let me ask you some fun questions. What's your favorite color?
Well, I love blue. I love blue. I don't know why.
You love blue? Okay.
Yes, I love blue. I love, of course, I see things very artistically. I have a meaning for all colors. And for me, all colors are beautiful. But the ones I prefer is white, blue, and pink. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what
every color has a meaning for me, and you can you can put it in a you can use red. Red is a hard color, red, but you can romanticize it, you know?
Yes. So if you're wearing red, then you're the hot, sexy young lady again, yes?
Yeah, exactly, you know. Of course red. For many people it's like death, it's blood, you know. But you can put some sexy thing into red and give something very wonderful, you know?
Right.
So every color for me should be there. Yeah.
So now what about food? What do you like to eat? What do you eat? And can you cook something? What's your special dish?
Ooh, I like fufu, you know.
Yeah, I know fufu. Yeah, you roll up the pounded yam.
I love cassava leaf. Just ask any Sierra Leonean there. You know, cassava leaf is it's made from cassava peels, you know.
Okay.
Cassava leaf is very sweet, and I know how to cook it. Cassava leaf. Mm. You know, we call it plasas, you know. I like rice because we grew up with rice.
Yes.
We eat twice in the morning, in the afternoon, and dinner.
Oh my God. Are you serious? The morning, afternoon,
I'm telling you.
Evening?
You know, because you grew up with it, you know. This is habits, bad habits. Maybe. I don't want to say bad habits. Our people grew up with that, and they are not dead.
Exactly. So now, what singers do you like today that are out today? What singers do you like that are singing on the radio today?
On my album?
No. That you like, that you look up to. Like you talked about Tina Turner, Whitney Houston. Who else do you like, you know, that that you maybe want to sing with together?
Okay. So many people. I like to sing with. Oh, my God. Now you're asking me a question. Yeah. I have so many people on mind. Mm. Some are dead, and many are alive anyway. And if I had the chance to sing with Tina Turner.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to go visit her. You have to go visit her in Switzerland or something.
Maybe I should. Yeah, that would be good. I love so many, I don't really know. As far as the music is good for me, I think we can rock it, yeah.
I know a lot of musicians, they can work with somebody from a different country because the music connects them. You don't even have to speak the same language.
No, you don't have any language in music.
Yeah,
like
you know.
Just going to it, you know.
So let me play one of your other songs. This is dealing with, you know, hope. Looking to find hope because they were in a bad situation. So I'll play this one.
Okay.
Second of August 1999 was a sad day for Guinea-Conakry. The end of a dream after we lost them boys, taking an adventure.
Et exposant notre vie, c'est parce qu'on souffre trop en Afrique et qu'on a besoin de vous pour lutter contre la pauvreté et mettre fin à la guerre.
I'm singing this song to all the youth of Africa. Hey.
So now that's a really powerful song. Can you tell the audience about that story? It's based on a true story, yes?
Yeah, that's about immigration. That's our sad story. That's where the sadness comes from, Africa, you know. So many people have died in the seas, you know, in many bad situations just to come to America or to Europe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that life is far better here because of what we live in Africa. We don't have this opportunity. And for us, coming to Europe is like winning Lotto. It's like giving us opportunity to have a better life.
Yeah.
You know. So many people cannot. It's so sad. That was the message for the youth in Africa, and I think we should all contribute one way or the other to tell them to make them know that life is not as easy as they think. Even in Europe.
Yeah,
even in Europe, even in America, there are poor people anyway.
Yeah, there's poor people here. They don't have running water. They don't have electricity. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But they
life
still are
can
very
be
struggling.
The best all over the world if you just use the little that you have and be proud and happy with it.
Yeah. The story is talking about the story is talking about two young people that were found under a plane.
These young boys. Somebody put them in a plane, and unfortunately, it was in the wing of the plane. You know that place is so cold, and they died of cold before coming to Belgium. You know, so that was just an example. With these two people who we are going to school in Guinea, very beautiful boys, you know, so with family and everything. So they just left without telling anybody. And I know they just wanted to do surprise, to make a surprise to their families. It's like when I come to Belgium or to France, I would just call my mother to say I'm in Europe, you know?
Right.
And they never made it. Mm-mm-mm. And so many people have died through this. And today, of course, today this is what's happening right now. You've seen what is happening just this past 3 months, you know?
Yeah.
When you look at the sea, the shores of the shores with many black people lying, these people with hopes, these people thinking that life can be better for them when they get out of Africa. No, we just give ourselves to death.
Yeah, it's crazy because they're looking for something, you know.
Maybe, of course. I don't like talking politics now.
Okay,
but I think we should create forums in Africa to talk with the younger ones. Because some people finish their education, but fortunately, 15 years later, they don't even have a job.
Yeah.
You understand?
I understand. I just have another person from Nigeria, Noor Sarawiwa. She was talking about, you know, people have college educations, degrees, and they don't get for 5 months.
No job at all.
Yeah.
And you see people out in the street. You see people, and nobody's asking them what is happening, why, you know? And that is painful. And these people start thinking that they can have a better life somewhere else, especially in Europe or in America. But unfortunately, we just give ourselves to death.
Yeah. So you are very...
But why?
Because,
and
you know...
Why?
When
you look at the condition in Africa, when you look at our politicians in Africa, all the money that they throw in their banks, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
So
I
just say, if we love every politician, every president in Africa should know that he's coming from a poor family. And so when you become somebody, help the public, help the people who voted you, because these are the people who will be the future leaders tomorrow, and these are the people who are going to make Africa as beautiful as a paradise. So, and what if they are dead now? What will happen tomorrow for Africa? The brilliant ones are gone.
Right. Let me play your song, Rebel Leader. Let me play your song, Rebel Leader, for the audience. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
How do you feel inside when you see children with bones? Houses on fire, women with bundles, young men such as the
So that's another time you use your music to bring a message and question the leaders, like, what are you doing and why are you doing it, you know? And it's greed. It's all greed. People are greedy and they want the money. They don't want to be poor and they don't care about other people. You know, it's a sad, sad thing. They don't care about other people, you know.
That is it. That is in education. I'm not even trying to blame just because people are politicians or because they are president or what. No, I'm not against, you know. But the problem is, why can't we think about others?
Yeah.
Why you are in a very good position to help people who you used to look like. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
How can you leave something like me, myself? I have days in my life with no food in my mouth, looking for food to eat. And today, I'm not dying of starvation, but when I wake up in the morning, I think about people who are like me in those days.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not rich. I don't even have money, you know, but so I can't go around helping people. But I think about them. And if I become the president...
You're going to become a politician.
If I become the president, I think these days shall not be forgotten. I'm going back to the roots where I'm coming from, talk to those people who I left there, and see what I can do for them. I'm not going to forget it and just behave as if I'm born in a very big family, a very rich family, and I don't know poverty. No, that's a disgrace.
It's, you know, it's the same thing here. People, they make money, they go and get, you know, a lot of wealth, and they don't come back to their communities to help people, you know, and
that's
people are mad at them because they don't, you know, and it's difficult. You know, this show for me is my way of giving back and trying to help the community learn about things that are going on around the world and educate people on different topics, you know. So this is the way I give back. Everybody has a way they can give back. You're giving back through your music. You know, you're giving a story through your music. Somebody else, they may be a doctor. They can help people physically. Somebody else may be a teacher. Like your father is a teacher. He can teach people how to learn. So everybody can do something, you know.
And do something, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
but
I talked to
the stupidity. People are so poor. All they have is money. Mm. And so they just forget about all the things around them. They forget about the roots, where they're coming from. And they even have this tendency of treating those people as bandits. For robbers. You understand?
Yeah, because they're scared. You know, they're scared. I think if you give to people and you help to people, most times they can help you back, you know? So like you said, if you give to the people who are poor and struggling, they can make the community better. They can make the world for the future better. But if you don't care about them, they're going to be angry, and they're going to try to kill you, and they're going to take you out of power. And that's what happens around the globe.
Yeah. Now, I'm writing a song now, but if not, I'm writing about street children, you know.
Mm.
I'm writing about street children and how come they became thieves in the street, and why are they walking with knives and guns to protect themselves?
Yeah.
And why they are no more scared because they are I don't know, they are embalmed.
Mm-hmm.
They are embalmed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No more joy, no more feeling of love in their heart because they had been rejected by the people.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about them. There's nobody caring about them.
Nobody cares about them. And what happens? They become thieves, they become killers, and we want again, we blame them again. If they had choice.
Yep.
You understand?
Same thing here. People are in jail. You know, America has more people in jail than any other country. And they say, oh, these are horrible people. Well, those people, most of them, it's proven, had been abused.
Really?
Had a very hard life. Yes, they were in the jail. And that's why they were fighting. They're fighting. They're selling drugs. They're trying to survive, you know?
Yeah, and we blame them again for these things. We blame them. We put them in jail. And they become worse than they were.
Yes.
Nobody's helping, and they are blamed as if, you know, it's things sometimes when I'm alone, I just cry because I have my problems myself.
Don't do that.
I have my problems myself, and I always look out through the window to see the other person who is worse, who has the worst problem, you know, because I say to myself, you only get start feeling better when you know that somebody is in a worse position than you. So you might think of helping that person. Because we are so greedy, we are so cupid that we just think about ourselves. When something goes on bad, oh my God, why is this happening to me? But why are you not thinking about the other guy, you know? nothing happened to. Not even once. Oh, nothing good happened to.
Mm-hmm.
You have your house. You have your children. You can have food. You have your job. Why can't you look through your window and see there's somebody there who even once in his life had no opportunity to be only one someone in his life?
Well, I want to thank you, Sia, for coming on today and writing your beautiful music and sharing it with us today. And I hope you have lots of success. And definitely come back on when you make your new album. I would love to have you, you know. But merci beaucoup for coming on today.
Thank you very much. Happy
okay.
to talk to you.
Nice okay. to talk to you. I'm going to be giving away a copy of your album today. So
no problem.
I just want to let you. Okay, well, thank you. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Take care. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today. I just got off the phone with singer Tia Tolno. She is from Sierra Leone, and she just made an album called African Woman. It's dealing with a lot of hot topics. She's dealing with rebel leaders. She's dealing with strong African women. She's dealing with genital mutilation. She's dealing with immigrants trying to escape poverty and war and what happens to them. So I encourage you to pick up a copy of her album. You can download it on iTunes. You can also check her out on Facebook. She has a website. Her name is spelled S-I-A-T-O-L-N-O is her last name. But I'm going to give away a copy. So follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. Check me out on Instagram. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you soon.